Be'ezras HaMizbeach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumat Tzaras, the laws of Tumah of Tzaras, in the Sefer Torah, in the Book of Purity. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses an actual paradox that happens in the laws of Tzaras, where if it actually manifests in throughout the entire person's body, could actually create Tahara. That's what Rambam begins Halacha Aleph. Regarding this stage of the manifestation of the white, which is the Mara of the Nega, spreading throughout the person's body. Mishal Hisab Be'eretz, so someone had a Nega, a white spot on his body. It was actually confirmed to be as a mitzayra with one of the signs of tumah, which we spoke about in previous brachim. And this is b'metchila, whether this was in the initial intake, b'nacha hezger, whether after quarantine, or shahuzger, or his quarantine, v'achkach, and then subsequently, parcha tzaras b'kule. Then after the nega spread throughout the nepach lavan, and all of his body now, all the skin turned white, whether it turned white from after quarantine, whether after having been confirmed as a mitzvah, but be that as it may, harizd tahar, it actually now makes him tahar. Now, avlam huzger, but let's say he was in quarantine, and he had not developed a sign of tumah. The nifter was actually let go, and then after he was let go, then the tzaras spread throughout the whole body, then I actually harizd tahar muchad. That actually would be confirmed as a mitzayra, because this halacha is specifically from a state of tumah. Then if it spreads throughout, then it actually makes it tar. But when he was let go, which he was not tummy, he was tar, and then it spreads throughout, that actually would be now an expansion and actually making him into a confirmed mitzayra. Locha beis. So someone comes initially for the intake. V'ukoli hafach lavan, and he's totally, his whole body's covered with white. So let's say inside there was somewhere raw flesh. So two white hairs. So then, those are signs of tumah machlit. And I say, we confirm him as a mitzayer. As we said, he's coming from tahara. It's only from tumah. Then it switches all white. Now, let's say he's totally white and there's no signs of tumah. So we quarantine him for 1 week. If he develops the white hairs or the raw flesh, well, those are signs of tumah machlit. We confirm him as a mitzayer. If he doesn't develop anything, okay, we quarantine him for a second week. If he still doesn't develop a sign of tumah, okay, I raise a tar. So he's tar. Because this large beharis, which is covering his whole body, is the same thing as a small one. As we said, this halacha of the whole thing covering his whole body is only from tumah, then it makes a tar. But regular person in the initial intake is going to be considered as a regular nega. Let's say they confirmed him with as a confirmed sire with the white hairs that developed, meaning someone that's coming initially when he's totally white, and he has these white hairs, which that's like a regular nega, and he has the simon tumah of the white hairs. Now, in contrast, if let's say it turned after he was confirmed or from quarantine, then the white hairs would not be metame, as we'll see in the next halacha. But this is, he's coming in the initial intake totally white with two white hairs, so he's confirmed as a mitzayer. The shchirish day no achas man, and then the two hairs, or one of them, turns black. Or hiktzirishtein, or achsman, or one of them, or they get too short, or one of them. Or nismach hashchin lishtein, or achsman, or there's a boil near the two of them, or near one of them. Or hikav hashchin lishtein, or achsman, or the boil surrounds the two of them, or one of them. Or shechilken hashchin, or let's say the boil separates between them. Or michis hashchin, or the healed flesh of the boil. Or the hamichva, or the burn, or michis hamichva, or the healing part of the burn, or vaboyik, which is too deep of a color of the white, harezer tar. In all these situations, just like a regular baharis, as we said in Perek Beis, since they're being separated, so then it's going to be tar. Now, let's say it develops other white hairs or the raw flesh, harezer tar, it's going to be tummy. Neshaba kule love betchil, like we said, because since this person initially came in this state of his whole body being covered in white, which actually this is primarily to the white hairs, which that does not contaminate if the turn totally white from tumah. And here it's going to be tumah because it's in the intake. But actually, by the raw flesh, the michya, actually contaminates even if it comes on the intake. It just turns from the tumah, as we'll see actually in the next halacha, in halacha gimel. Another Rambam continues regarding the amount of the expansion of the nega and its colors. So echad sheparcha tzaras b'kulei ke'echad. So whether if, let's say, this tzaras spread throughout his whole body at one shot, or ve'echad shepaso parcha ma'at ma'at, or let's say we're spreading and manifesting a little at a little, until the whole body turns white, as we said, if it's coming from quarantine or from confirmed, we've already had a state of tumah, then tar, that actually paradoxically purifies him. But if it's like he was already let go and from a state of tara, then it comes, all his whole body, tummy is going to be tummy. And if it's initial, so then yaskir, so then we're going to put him into quarantine. If it's coming for the first time, his whole body covered. It's not going to be tummy because expansion is only tummy after quarantine. And this is echad shayu kuli mare echad, whether if there's all one shade of white, or shayu kuli lovin barabas hamara shabalevin, or his whole body was covered with white, with the four different shades of the whites that we spoke about in the beginning of these halachas. From the four types of when red is mixed with white. Hakol mitzarf, and all those shades, they combine, ben latar, ben latamai, whether to purify him, whether to make him impure. Kamesh Ban, like we already explained this in previous halachas, that they combine, whether as that's a leniency or astringency. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding how does the michya and the white here and the expansion relate to when he's kulei lavan, his whole body is white. So let's say he had a nega the size of a gris, that's the minimum size of a nega. Uva michya kadosh, and he had the siman tuma of raw flesh, like the size of a lentil. So v'huchle b'michya, so he's confirmed as a mitzayer with that raw flesh. And then ufarcha tzras b'kulaim, and the tzras spread throughout his whole body. Now, as long as the raw flesh remains over there, so he's still going to remain tummy because you have the raw flesh inside. But then v'achrech holcha michya, and then the michya disappeared, the raw flesh, because the tzras expanded into there too. Or whether if the raw flesh went first, and then the white of the nega spread throughout the whole body before the kohen made him tar, because he didn't have the simum tum anymore. So in all these situations, he raised the tar. So then he's going to be tar, because like we said, it was turning from a state of tumah. Then the whole body actually makes him tar. And v'afilu neidli seir lavan, and even if he develops the white hairs, that the raw flesh that comes back is tummy, but the white hair that comes back, as we said before, is not going to make tummy. So the fact that it develops white hair is not going to make it problematic. Now, not by michya, but if it develops the raw flesh, actually tummy, then he's going to be tummy. Because the name of the pasuk says, "Biyikro ubiyem harois by basachayitma." But then on the day that he sees the raw flesh, he's going to be tummy. So even though the white covering his whole body is matar him, and even in regards to the white hairs, but not for the michya. But it has to be that raw flesh is the size of a squared lentil or more, which is always the halacha with the adasha, with the michya of the raw flesh. Now, let's say there was a nega, and inside there was white hairs. It was confirmed as a mitzvah because of the two white hairs. And then the white spread throughout the whole body. Although the white hair is still there, tar is going to be tar. Kashem says in the pasuk, "B'yem haros by basa chayitma," as we just quoted this pasuk before. Then the day that he's going to see the raw flesh is going to be tummy, which tells us the michim is tummy zesh nebach kule lavan acheheskir. Only with raw flesh will this person become tummy that he had already been purified by his whole body turning white after having been confirmed or quarantined as a mitzvah. But v'ein matam maseir lavan, but he's not going to become tummy with the white hairs, even if initially he became tummy because of these white hairs before it all turned white, and those still here, white hairs are still there. It doesn't make a difference. He's still going to be tar. Now echlita b'pisayin. Let's say he's confirmed as mitzvah because it expanded. V'achka pasa parcha b'kula, and then it expanded and actually blossomed throughout his whole body. Tar is going to be tar. Then nears by michya. But again, if it appears that of a raw flesh, tummy then is going to be tummy, even though his whole body is covered in white. Halacha dalt. Af rashi evarim. Even the tips of organs, of limbs, she'en mitamim mishum michya, she'betecha beheres, that they don't have the tuma because of raw flesh that's within that of the nega, as we said this in Perikim Alach Ches, because like splits up the nega into like two parts, but mitamim, they contaminate, u'ma'akfin es ha'nepach kulavin, and they hold back the ability of the halacha of that the whole body has turned white. Meaning, it's not like other places that was mentioned in the previous parak that they're not ma'akib. They are ma'akib. So although it cannot be mitami, but it will hold back that it didn't turn all white. Ketzer Hasso, as Ramla explains. Let's say you have a mukhlet, a muzger. You have someone that was either confirmed or confined as a mitzayr. Shehil ben kula b'tziraz, that the whole body turned white with the tziraz. Chutz mikadosha basachai, except for a lentil size of raw flesh. Afila, and this is the halacha we're coming to illustrate. Afila b'reish etzboi, even at the tip of his finger, b'reish chatma, the tip of his nose, or kiyitzmem, or things like that, which even though those things, those michi actually are not matame, but it's still part of the skin that has to totally white, and since you have the michi there, hareba tomase, so retains his tumah, because it didn't all turn white. So let's say, a person that, no, everything turned white, and therefore he purified him when he was coming from Hochlet or from Muzgir. If, let's say, a part of it turns back not to be the white of the neg anymore. Rather, lentil size is now raw flesh. Even on the tip of one of these limbs, there's a mukhlad, so he's confirmed as a mitzvair. Let's say the whole body turns to the color of the tzras, except for lentil size. Even if just the tip of one of these limbs turns to bayak, which bayak is actually a white, just it's too dark of a white that it doesn't qualify one of these four colors. It's still, he will be confirmed as a mitzvah because it spread and it did not spread throughout the whole body. Shemek says in the pasuk, behold that the tzras has covered the whole body, which is only tzras, which one of these four colors? Loi habayik. And therefore it's ma'akiv that it's not considered as if the whole body turned to white. And even if part of that lentil size was raw flesh and some of it was bayak, or is it simetumah? Again, it's going to be simetumah because you don't have the whole body because you're missing a lentil size of the mar of negoim, whether it be half and half of, let's say, bayak and raw flesh. Now, the Rambam continues regarding the color of bayak and of raw flesh. So nepach kuli lamar tzras v'tar. So let's say the whole body turned to the color of the tzras and it was purified. V'akach chaza bay basa kamari bayak. And then it went back, which it already had the color, had the appearance of a nega. Part of it went back, the flesh, like the color of bayak. So hariz tar, he's going to remain tar. In this case, where it was already old white and tar, and even though it's scaling back, where in previous halacha we say, oh, if it's scaled back, oh, so it's not old white anymore, that's by michya. But by bayak, it's actually going to be tar. Ashiro by kadosh basach, until you actually see a lentil size of raw flesh. Why? Because here it says differently. It says, if you turn all white, you're tar. And then it says, and the day that you see raw flesh, oh, then it's not tar anymore. That's only raw flesh, leboyak. But not if it's not raw flesh, just it's not the white that we need. Now, chazabay kadosh, let's say it went back lentil size. A miktasa basachai, miktasa bayak. Part of it raw flesh and part of it bayak. And it's a mitumah. It's still not going to be a sign of tumah as long as you don't have raw flesh the size of lentil. So although we said in the previous halacha, we didn't get there yet, that's one thing. But about scaling back, no. But Ibn Taras, he still retains in the state of tahara because it has to be specifically raw flesh that developed to undo the tahara. Halacha hey. Kol tami shaparcha tzaras b'kuli. So anyone that's tami, that the tzaras spread throughout his whole entire body, and even if it's less than a lentil, that's considered like the whole thing, then tar is tar. Now, in the skala of the kadosh basachai, but let's say you got revealed a part of it, a size of a lentil of raw flesh. Well, then, like we said before, then it becomes tummy. Chazav in the skala of tzaras. Let's say then again it goes back and it's all covered. Now it's tzaras. Then tar is going to be tar. Well, chazav in the skala. Let's say now it got uncovered, means there's no more tzaras. It's regular flesh. Well, then nitma is tummy. And that's a filamei pum. Even like winter webs go back and forth. Then it goes back, whichever one. All covered tar, not all covered tummy. Now, hischal basar chay lizgalis. Let's say the raw flesh started to be uncovered. Vare moise v'hoylich v'tzras mesma'etis. And it's getting more and more and more of raw flesh. And the tzras and tzras is diminishing and diminishing. Harizu b'tamasi. So he retains his state of tumma. Asher z'smayit ha-beheris m'gris. Until the actual beheris is smaller than a gris. Oh, then it's not a neg anymore. So it's either all white or less than the size of a gris. But anything in between will be considered as tummy. Halach above, the Rambam continues regarding different ways of the expansion of kuli lavan, the becoming all white. So kol roi li tamei benega habeheres. All that which is fit to become tamei with the nega, meaning that if it sprouted in this place, that the beheres with one of the signs of tama, then they would become tamei. So that area is ma'akev ha'hefech kuli lavan, would hold back the validity of the tahara of being totally white. Meaning, if a part of this area, the size of a lentil, did not expand the tzras over there, then it would not be tar. Now, but v'chol she'ein ro'el l'tameh b'negav b'heres, but whatever is the area that it itself is not fit to have the tumah of a negav b'heres, well then in ma'akev, then it won't hold back if it doesn't turn white to allow the tahara of kuli lavan. Ketza ahasos, Ram illustrates. Parcha b'kuli, let's say the white of the negav spreads throughout the person's body. Avol, l'b'roish, not on his head, u'bazaka, not on his chin, on his beard, not b'shchin, not on a boil, v'michva, not on the burn, hamoridim, which are new, or it's left less than the size of lentil. A basachai of raw flesh, now, it's samach l'shchin. It can't expand in the way, because near boil, mechveh, or burn, hamoridim, without a new, or near a head or the beard, that's considered kulai lavin, because those areas cannot have the halacha of the beheres. They have different halachas. You could have a different thing on shchin, but not beheres. Now, Chazal Rech Bazakim Nikuchu, but let's say subsequently, the head or the beard, actually, the hair falls out. Or V'cheinim Choya Hashchin Vamichva. Or let's say the boil or the burn actually healed, the Helud Tzerebes, and now it developed a scab. So although the laws of Nega and there are Nega and Shchin and Michva, that they're different than Beheres of Arabasa, but we're saying that there's ultimately, there still could have a halacha of a Beheres. For sure, if it's totally healed, then it's like regular Arabasa, but what we're saying is that ultimately a Nega would apply on the Shchin and the Michva. So unlike when it's fresh, when it's Tzerebes, then we said that's the halacha of Shchin and Michva. Okay, I raise a tummy. Then actually it's going to be tummy because you didn't have the white over there. Ad shetif lechatzeras bem, until the tzeras actually would expand in them too. Shahrim ru'in lebaheres, because they are ultimately fit. Now, at least when it's being brought in front of the kain, to have a baheres on the shchin and the mechva, or to one of those other areas, and then it would have to expand over there. Now, hayibosh de baheres. Let's say there was two negoim, spots of a nega. Achas yesh basim and tuma. One had a sign of tuma. Let's say two hairs. Achas tar, the other one was tar. And then the tar one expanded into the tummy one. Even. And then it spread throughout the whole body. Okay, where's the tar? It's going to be tar. Why? Then shall you mukhla betum? Because ultimately, although it's the tar one, and we said only, totally wise, only tar when it's from tumma. So although it's the tar one that was expanded, but ultimately the person himself was mukhlid because he had two nagam. One was tar, but the other one was tummy. So therefore, now that his whole body's getting it, it's taking it from tumma to be tahara. Although it's the tar one that expanded. Not only that, even if, let's say, one of these negayim was in his upper lip, the other one was in his lower lip, on his two fingers, on his two eyelids. Now, when they're closed, when they're attached, when they're connected one to the other, you could see those two stains as if it's one. Now, since it spreads throughout when they're connected, So therefore it's going to be tar, and we're going to consider this as going from the tuma to the tahara. The Ram continues regarding what's the appropriate time for the kohen to check for the nega. So yesh mara nigel, meaning it's relative to the time of when the kohen checks it. Yesh mara nigel a kohen meniskas. There are those who show their nega to the kohen and they gain. Because he was quick to show it and he didn't delay. Yesh mara benifsit. But then there are those who show and they actually lose out. So Misha Yimuchlit, so someone was confirmed as Mitzrayim. V'holchem Simon the Tumah, and then the signs of Tumah disappeared. But he didn't get a chance to show it to the coin that they disappeared. Asha Parcha B'Kula, until it spread throughout. So Tar. So he gains. Because now he's going from Tumah. If the Tumah would have disappeared, and he would have showed it, and then he would have gotten it, it would have been actually Tumah. But he didn't show it, so he's going to be Tar. V'ilu called him Herla Kain. And now, had he been quick to show it to the Kohen, the Batari Kohen Shabbat, and wouldn't let him go before it turns, and then he would show it to him after he let him go, Hayimuchi would have been confirmed as a Batari Kohen Shabbat, like we explained this in Halacha Aleph. So that's someone who actually loses out by showing quickly, actually gains by delaying. Now, let's say he had a Nega. There was nothing on it. The Kohen didn't get a chance to show it to the Kohen until it spread throughout. Oh, Hareza Tame. So that's going to be Tomei, because he was never Tomei in the first place, and it's the first time. And Bitzar Cheska, therefore he's going to have to be quarantined, because he never saw it from Tumah to expand throughout. Now, V'ilu Kadim Herel HaKoyin, now had he shown it before to the Koyin, this Gidi would have quarantined him, Kamei Shavach, before the whole thing expressed throughout the whole body. And V'nepech Bitzar Cheska, and he would have turned it from the quarantine, Haytar would have been Tar, Kamei Shavach, like we explained. And therefore, actually, if you would have done it quicker, you would have gained. So therefore, again, it's all depending when the client sees it. Sometimes you could gain by doing it earlier. Sometimes you gain by not doing it earlier.